Romans 5, perseverance. In Romans 5, it talks about how when adversity comes, as believers, we are to persevere, and that perseverance develops character. And when you look at Madison, she may not be perfect by any means, but she will not stop. If you know her story, and it's not my business to share her story, but she is an individual who has faced more than most of us in this room as a teenager, and yet she has not stopped. And she came to me a couple weeks ago, and she said, "Pastor Jonathan, I've got a word I need to preach in chapel." And that just lights my fire. I want to see you all excited about what God is speaking. And Madison knows the heartbeat of the school. She's here more than I am. And I'm excited because the anointing of God is resting on her life as well. So I want you to show some support to your classmate and stretch forth your hand. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to give her a round of applause because she is incredibly awesome, okay? So let's pray for her right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for Madison. God, I thank you for her heart to serve you. Jesus, in the midst where everything around her would try to convince her to stop, she has not quit, she has not backed down. She's reaching for something greater in you, Jesus. So right now, I pray that your anointing would rest on her lips. God, that every word that flows from her mouth would be revelation to us. God, we bind any power and principality that would try to come against the message that you've placed on her heart. God, we pray against the spirit of anxiety, stress. She should not be worried whatsoever. She should have the peace that passes understanding because she is speaking your word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Give it up for Madison.
Well, thanks. That was pretty good. Am I loud? I feel like I'm loud. I've never done this before, obviously. But, okay, so I'm not nervous because I know, like all of you, maybe not the freshmen. I'm a senior, by the way. Where's my senior class? Oh my gosh, you guys are so lame. Okay, that's okay, whatever. Okay, hey, Emily. I don't know, I was praying, and I was in church, and I was just talking to God and praising him for what he's done for me and, like, getting me through whatever I've been through, and if I come back, maybe I'll tell you about my story, but that's not what I'm talking about today. But he was just like, "Go preach in chapel," and I'm like, "Where'd that come from? That wasn't God. Okay, I don't know what that was. That was probably Pastor Jonathan speaking over there. I don't know." But then, like, he told me again, and if God's ever spoken to you, it's really scary. Like, you're like, "We're so small, guys. You just don't know. We're just a little tiny speck of, like, nothingness in this world of 7 billion people," and that the God of the universe will speak to you and tell you, like, exactly what to do. Is like the scariest and like most amazing thing in the whole world. So I have a message, and just if I start stuttering or like pause or whatever, just it's okay. You can think it's cute and just give me an amen or something and I'll just keep going. Okay, so who has dreams in here? Obviously, you've heard a sermon about this before or whatever. Who has dreams? Everyone preaches on that. But I promise it'll get better. So we dream for greatness. We don't dream for something that's just small, like, "Okay, I really want a penny tomorrow, guys. I really want a penny. Just God, give me a penny." No, we dream for a $1 million check, right? Right? Okay. So why would you just look at something small? When you dream big. You look high. You dream for greatness. And you don't look at the little things, we just pass them by. And so everyone has like fairy tale dreams. Everyone has huge dreams out there. Guys want nice cars, want something bigger, want something like in sports that's gonna make you awesome and great. And everyone's gonna know your number. Everyone's gonna know Gurley on the Georgia team, hey. And everyone's gonna know Donovan Adams out there playing football. And so, I don't know, girls, we want that really hot guy. We really want that hot boyfriend. And so we don't look to the smaller things. We don't look at that. When you want to be great, you follow a great crowd. You want to be up high in the crowd, and you want to have popularity. So we're all in our little circles of, like, popularity and stuff. And just, oh, gosh. gosh, I can't read. If you want to be great, you can't follow the wrong people. You can't follow the wrong crowd. And when you follow the wrong people, you get down and you're not greatness. You're just a follower. And you cannot be anything great if you're a follower at all. You have to be a leader when you want greatness, when you strive for greatness. And you cannot and will not be someone great if you do not aspire to be the greatest, be like the greatest being in the universe, which is God. And when we look at other people, when we look at somebody to be great like, when we follow their actions and when we want to be just like them, we want to be what they say, what they do every day, and we just look at them and we want to be like them, but why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? We're all the same. We're all at a same level, and why do we follow other people when we can follow God, when He's right there with us every single step of the way, and God's standing right here in the background with you, and you have to take the step and want Him to stand beside you. You have to want Him to be right there with you every step of the way and not behind you, just pushing you along, you know, you'll be all right today, I'm right here with you, I'm protecting you. But you have to want Him to be beside you and pushing you to other things and looking toward greatness. And the people around you don't determine your actions. The people that you hang out with don't tell you what to do. They don't tell you what to dress. They don't tell you how to speak to people. That's all us. We all make a choice. When we speak, we have to think before we say something. And if you say just random things, gossip, nothing that aspires to greatness, you're going to stay like that. If you don't speak life into people, the only other option to speak is death. That's what the Bible says. You either speak life or death. There is no other option. There is no in-between. And the people around you aren't perfect, and they will lead you to destruction if you let them. When you follow other people, you get down and you get low and you are not greatness. You are nowhere near greatness when you're looking at others for example. When you look to God for example, you will be greatness. And God knows we're not perfect, but we're called to do greater things than Jesus was. Jesus preached to crowds. Jesus healed people. And we are called to do greater things than that. Like, I don't know about you, but I promise you I cannot, like, put my hand on you and be like, okay, you are healed of this cold. You will not walk with a limp anymore. Whatever. I can't do that. I can barely speak to you people now. But I'm called to do greater things than what I'm doing now. And so I'm stepping out. I'm stepping out of my circle, and I'm here today to talk to you about this because I want you to be greatness. I don't want to stay here on this little line that we're at. I want to go higher. I want to go to a different level of greatness. I want to pass greatness. And this whole journey of greatness is not like an ending. You're not going toward the finish line. You keep going. You keep going through your whole life to aspire to be greater and greater and greater. There is no ending of greatness. And you cannot start later. The time is right now to start. And just everyone's like, okay, well, I'm only 15, 16, 17. I can't do that, whatever. I'll just start later. You know, I'll be 19, 20 in college. I can lead people and stuff. You start now being a leader, and you start now figuring out where your crowd is and who you fit in with. But why would you want to fit in with a crowd when you can lead a crowd of people, when you can be the person people look up to? And instead of just be like, okay, well, I fit in with them over there, I'm just going to go with them. But, like, if you can be something greater, why would you not take that opportunity to lead others into the right way and follow God? And you don't know what tomorrow brings, and we don't know what the next minute brings. And all we have is this moment right now, because the next minute we could be gone. The rapture can happen, and we're all gone. And, like, we don't know when it's going to happen. So just why are we waiting till later? I don't understand why we wait for things. Why can't we start right here, right now, and just push ourselves to do more and more than anything? And just think about, like, 12 years ago, the Twin Towers down. Nobody knew what was going to happen. Everyone was in there office cubicles and just sitting, doing their work. Some people might have been dozing off, and just they didn't know. It just happened, and just a great tragedy, and that could happen to us any second. We are at spiritual warfare in our government system, and I don't know about you, but that really scares me. And I just have to pray every day that they make right and good decisions, because that is just something that we're dealing with right now, and we shouldn't have to, but we are. And so we have to look to God, the greater being in the whole universe, to lead us and guide us in decision-making. And Ephesians 4:22-24 says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self God created to be like in true righteousness and holiness." And so when you aspire to be greatness, you have to leave your old life behind. You cannot take your old life. You cannot take old habits. You cannot take that into your greater life. You have to start right here and leave everything behind. Whatever you're 15, 16, 17, leave those 15, 16, 17 years behind. We've already been through that. Leave them behind. Don't carry them on into whatever you're striving to be now. Leave them behind and start your life right now. And this is an opportunity. We have opportunity every single day because we are in a Christian school to learn about God, and we pass it up. We look by it. And I found a quote, and it just said, it was really simple, and it said, "People are praying for what you take for granted every single day." And the fact that I know about a dozen people who are just praying to be at this school, to have my position, to take my spot and learn and, like, love God here, to have opportunity, to have chapel, that scares me. That is so sad to me that I take something for granted, take this opportunity for granted every day when somebody is on their knees begging God to be here. So when you come here, just take this opportunity, take this learning opportunity, and we have more, whatever, accreditations than the public schools. So that's an opportunity too. We're already a step ahead in the game. So just why don't we step further into it and just keep walking in what we're supposed to be walking in? And we all are here for a purpose. I mean, when we're here, I don't know if your parents put you here, if you wanted to be here, but we're here, so why don't we just walk in it and, like, make the best out of it instead of taking it for granted when other people are praying for it? And you can't be greater if you hold on to your old life. And there's a story, you know, Elijah and Elisha in the Bible, everybody, kind of. Elisha was actually following Elijah. He wanted to be like him. And he had a really awful job. He was a farmer, and he plowed. And so he had a whole, like, steed of oxen in front of him. And he, like, stood behind the plow every day, 12 hours a day, and would plow through the dirt and have oxen, all that smell and stuff behind him. And he would have to deal with that. And so Elijah was talking to God about Elisha, and God actually told Elijah that Elisha had greater and better things ahead of him. And so Elisha didn't even know about it, but Elijah came and talked to him and told him that this was his life now, and this is where he was going to start living, and he could leave everything else behind. And so what Elisha did was pretty funny. He took all the oxen that he plowed with every single day, and he didn't, like, sell them or give them away or, like, "Hey, dude, you want my oxen? I'm done with them." Like, he sacrificed the oxen, killed them, and served them to his friends for dinner. And I thought that was really funny. And then the plow that he plowed with every single day for however many years, 12 years, and he burned it, had a big old bonfire. And so he got rid of his whole old life, put it all away, and he burned it down, threw it away. And what you need to do is take your old life right now and look at it and see if you're greatness. And if you're not greatness, you need to take it all and throw it all away. Burn it down. Throw it in the ocean. I don't care. Just throw it off. It's nothing anymore. It does not matter anymore. Right now is where you start, and right now is where this whole new greater life begins. And Miss Cresswell actually said a quote that stuck with me, and it says, "The world has never been changed by bored and mildly interested people." And there are a bunch of bored and mildly interested people in here, because I see it every single day. I'm with you, like I'm in class with you, in the hallways with you, and nobody's aspiring to be greater. Everyone just goes with the motions, and everyone's just whatever at school. And when you're bored and mildly interested, you're not going to change anything. You don't have your heart into something better and greater, so you're not going to do anything about it. You're just going to sit along and with the whole world who sits on their hands and waits for somebody else to step up and be greatness. That's you. You need to step up and be greatness and lead the world who sits on their hands every single day. And when we follow God, we're made in His image, and so we need to be like Him, who doesn't change, and He never gives up on us, and He never leaves us. And when you're greatness, and when you're a leader, and when you step up, you will lead other people to greatness, and you will lead other people to not change, to be who you are in every situation, and other people will follow you, and you won't leave them. You'll be like God, who doesn't leave people. And when you get rid of the sin that prevents you from greatness, you have nothing that holds you back. You have nothing to hold you back from being who you are and being what God has created you to be in every situation that you walk through and you go with. And it's just so amazing that we don't have limitations on us. We don't have something that holds us down and says you can't do this, you can't read your Bible, you can't go to chapel, you can't lift your hands and praise God. You have all of this opportunity, and we're just passing it up. We're just missing it. And this is your chance to have a relationship with God. This is your chance to have something greater in your life, to be greatness and to find what your purpose is. And just whatever happens in class and, I don't know, rumors going around and stuff, like, that's not going to matter. Like, I'm a senior, and I don't really care about all the stuff that's going on. And I'm looking toward college, and I'm looking toward where I'm going to be and, like, end up at. And just, I don't really care. And, like, we should not, like, do that. We shouldn't be, like, focused on rumors and, oh, my gosh, they did this because it's so amazing, and I'm going to focus on that for 3 weeks, and then I'm going to lose that 3 weeks of my life that I could have been doing greater things, and I could have been leading other people to God, and I could have been doing more than just wasting time on speaking about something that's not going to matter in the long run. And so just let your years be your years, and start here, start now, and do not give up. Do not, like, give up this opportunity, because God is here, and God is right here now, and He gave me this message to speak to you, and I don't know if I did a good job or not, but just that's what He wants you to hear, and that's what He wants you to hear right now, that we cannot stop. We cannot stop being greatness, and this, the end is a mirage. Do you guys know what a mirage is? Like when you're in the desert or whatever, and I hope none of you have been in the desert dying of thirst, but just you see it off ahead, and you see the big picture, and you're like, okay, I have to get to that. I have to get to that, and you run toward it. You walk toward it. You drag yourself across the desert to get to that mirage, and every time you take a step closer, it gets further away from you. Every time, it'll go further into the distance. So when you're looking at the end, when you're looking at the finish line, you're not going to be anything, because you're not looking around you. You're not looking for the big lake over here that you're missing, because you're looking toward the end. You need to start looking around you and finding your friends, finding your circle, and just start being a leader in your circle. And if you can't be a leader in your circle of friends or if your little group, leave your group. Go start a new circle. Go to somebody else's circle and just be like, hey, or whatever, and just be a leader in their circle. Start new things. And just when you sit on your hands and you wait around, like, nobody's going to step up. If everyone sits on their hands, who is going to be the next one if you're waiting for somebody to step up? So, I just really want you guys to listen and pay attention to what's going around you, and just greatness is something that we don't reach an end to. We walk through it every day, and we want to be greatness through God every single day. God wants you to be something more. You're called to a bigger and greater purpose than what we're doing now. And just step up. Don't be afraid to step up. Be a leader. And right now, like me stepping up, like, I don't know, but it's scary. And honestly, you're going to be scared. God has a lot to have for you. And he's got this big plan and purpose for you. And if he told you your whole lifespan, if he told me 3 years ago that, oh, I'm going to preach in chapel one day, senior year, you're going to preach in chapel, I'd be scared and I wouldn't do it. And I'd step back and I'd just be like, okay, I'd sit on my hands and let somebody else do it. Go ahead, Pastor Donathan, you can do it. I don't care anymore. I'm scared. And just throw it all away. All of the stuff that you've been through in your 17-year-old life, just that doesn't matter anymore. Just what you were before does not matter. You can be something else right now. Throw off all your addictions. Throw off all your thought patterns that are different and conform to this world, because we are supposed to be different. We are supposed to be greater beings, and we are supposed to be like God. So just, I'm going to pray, and I really want to spend time in worship. If you need anything, we can come up here. This is a big opportunity too, and we all just miss it. And just, if you want prayer for a specific thing, come to like a teacher or somebody. But if you just want to praise God, just praise God up here. Like, we're not going to judge you for coming up here, because, I mean, you're looking for a greater thing, and people will look at you and be like, okay, that's what I need to do. That's what I need to do now. You will be a leader, and you will step up, and people will follow you. And that's how it leads you into greatness. You lead others into greatness. So let's stand up, and I'm going to pray. If you need anything, I'll be up here too, and you can talk to me. So, dear Jesus, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for this opportunity, God. And I just praise you, Lord, that you are here with us every day and every second, God. And I just thank you, God, that you're here, God. And I just pray, God, for all the families that were in the Twin Tower situation, God. I pray for them right now, Lord, and I pray that you give them comfort and peace, God. And I pray, God, right now that we aspire greatness, God, and we look toward greatness, Lord. And I pray that some hearts were reached, God. I pray that we open our minds, Jesus, and I pray that we look toward higher things and we don't focus on the normal, God. I pray right now, Jesus, that we look toward you as an example, God. And I pray, Jesus, that you're here with us every single second and you're not in the background anymore, God. I pray that you step up beside us, God, and you walk with us in every situation, Lord. And I just bless your name right now, Jesus. And I pray, God, that you show up, Jesus. And I pray that hearts and minds are open to you, God, right now. And we just worship you, God, and just praise you for everything that you've given us. Amen.
Jesus, be the center of it all. Jesus, be the center of it all.